to do here. Okay? Okay, good input. Is there anything else on here that members think we ought to consider changing from whatever our policy has been in the past?
Well, in some sense, you would put a 1 in front of that $96 a day.
Is there a second to that
motion? Who makes the motion? I'll second.
So, members, read the memo. We'll take it up, not today, but give people a chance to review it and think about it, okay? Okay, then let's go through our various closing resolutions. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, you have in your packet a set of closing resolutions that are the same as we've been doing low these many years. The first one I'm looking at is the long one that talks about the conduct of business during the interim between sessions, and it tells the Rules Committee to hire the necessary people and assign topics for study to committees, and the Subcommittee on Committees to appoint people to vacancies and so forth throughout the interim. Other than a change to reflect the fact that we have two secretaries of the Senate, it is identical to the resolution from 2 years ago.
How about from last year?
Mr. Chairman, last year the resolution was the same but shorter. There are not as many things that we had to cover since it was just between two parts of the same session.
We had made a couple tweaks to some of these resolutions that I had suggested that we brought them back. Last night, have we adopted whatever that is? Or which file did you grab from? The one from previous to me, the majority or after?
Mr. Chairman, it was the one from 2008.
I don't really remember what those little tweaks were. At the time we did them, I thought they were important. Do you remember? Anyhow, as long as you took the 2008 one, I'm sure I'm happy. Okay, so do we want to send these to the floor, or do we want to keep them here, or what's the...
Mr. Chairman, that was just the first one?
Right, I know, but one at a time. We're going to meet again, the rules could be, but is there a reason not to send this to the floor now?
No. The committee approved the resolution, and then
it'll be there. Okay. Senator Senjum, do you want to move that interim E?
I would move interim E.
We recommend a pass. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Mr. Watson.
Second one in my stack is adjournment sine die, notifying the governor. The Senate is about to adjourn sine die. This will come a little bit later.
Senator Senjum moves that sine die. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
It was Gov sine die.
What? Gov sine die.
There's a House sine die.
Mr. Chairman, the next one is notifying the House that the Senate is about.
Senator Senjum moves House sine die. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Senator, I want to get this recorded. Did you say no, Senator Langston?
No, I said yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Mr. Chair, just to test the
adopted
Senate console, what does sine die mean?
Without days.
Without setting a date.
It's what? Meaning. What does it actually mean?
Sine die means without day.
Mr. Watson, deliver bills.
This relates to delivery of bills to the governor after adjournment, and just says that the same people who are doing these things, the Secretary of the Senate, the Chief Clerk of the House, should continue to do those same things after adjournment. With bills from the Senate being under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of the Senate and bills from the House being under the jurisdiction of the Chief Clerk.
Okay. Senator Metzen moves to deliver bills. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. That's pretty quick. Okay, then the SR-019 is a change to the Senate rules. Mr. Watson, the other day we had, which bill did we have on the floor that I asked
about? House File 2037.
Which was?
The budget balancing bill.
Okay, that was on the floor, and I asked Mr. Watson, does Rule 7 apply to this? And he he said, I don't know, well, I don't want to say what you said, but you said it would, you said no. And I said, why not? And you said, because it's not a Senate file. It's an unofficial engrossment of a House file. Is that the way the conversation went?
Yes.
So I said, well, let's fix that rule. Because the purpose of this rule is to make sure when we debate omnibus budget bills, that you have to balance internally when you amend them. And the only difference here is that was a, historically what we've done is taken up the Senate files and then they just sit there until the House file comes over, or they just go right to the House. In that circumstance, we already had the House file as an unofficial engrossment. And we were dealing with Senate language, but we should have been able just to be able to do that without. So it just seemed like a little, this seems to me like a technical change to the intent of Rule 7. There's no agenda here other than it was noticed as, because I just happened to lean back and say, and Mr. Watson gave me the technical answer rather than the one I wanted to hear. Which also was the correct answer, apparently.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Clark.
Mr. Watson always gives you the correct answer.
He always gives the correct answer. No, I should say not the one I wanted to hear, the one I expected. Senator Clark moves SR 19. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion adopted. We'll have to meet to do the revisers bill at some point, and then also then to adopt the interim memo. And did we decide that we should have a subcommittee on committees to make a few appointments? Subcommittee on committees to make a few appointments? Who is on that? Is that something we could do today yet? Is it pretty much people sitting here?
Senator Salk is also on it.
It's around.
So it's who, Stumpf and I and David?
I'm
you on it too, Jen?
I'm on it.
You're on it?
Yes, you are on that one.
That's not the one that'll be on it.
You are on that one.
So are we, well, let me do this. This meeting is adjourned.
Can I just?
Oh, Senator Sandra.
Maybe it is for the next meeting. I have a question on subcommittee business. No?
Sure.
Committees?
John first.
Just a point. What I'm saying, Senator Sandra, was actually getting the subcommittee to order now. If all we're missing is stuff. No, aren't we ready with the
I think the Rules Committee makes these rules.
Okay.
Can I do it here?
Yes, let's do it.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we can change anything at this point. I think I just wanted to bring it to the committee's attention. And this has to do with a note that I think maybe we all got the other day indicating that Senator Anderson, who chairs the Environment Natural Resources Finance Committee, was going to appoint and did appoint, in her mind, Senator Fulby for the next 6 months. And so you read the statutes there on the second page, and it does indicate that particular member may designate somebody to take his or her place, which I guess is fine. I don't anticipate that the statute thought for 7 months, but nonetheless that probably does take place. My only point, it would seem to me, and again, it is what it is right now, but it would seem to me that the designee probably ought to come from that committee. I think there was a purpose of designating that committee to be the representative on this committee, and going on into the future, it just seems to me the designee ought to come, if possible, from within that committee. And that's all I want to say. We can't do anything. We can't fix it.
Statute's a statute.
Yeah, that would take a statute change.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is a... So you're saying that... presumption always has been that this is somehow the chair gets it because they're representing the issue area for the Senate.
I interpret the statute as to suggest that.
Okay. Apparently Senator Phoebe's on the policy committee, not the funding committee.
Yes, she's on the policy committee, yeah. I do list on the third page the members of the...
Now, apparently Senator Brickerman has done a similar thing. Is that correct? Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he did that.
He put Senator Scogan on...
Some ag.
AURI. And I, Senator Senjum, I actually don't know. I'm guessing your issue is that seems interesting at this point of the...
At this point of the session.
Right, I get that. And you're being kind to not put too hard a point on that.
But, Mr. Chair, beyond that, I do think that, I don't believe that the statute probably envisioned that somebody would be appointed for 7 months. I can believe that it probably meant I'm going to miss next month's meeting. Can you fill in for me?
Well, no, that, I don't know about the 7 months, but there often have been appointees by designated chairs who just don't want to serve on it. That has happened. Senator Frederickson?
Chairman, Senator Cohen with LCMR was statute appointee because of his position as chair of the Finance Committee. Now, we've changed it since then, but he appointed somebody else to... He never sat on LCMR. He always appointed somebody to serve for him.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point. Just, it seems to me, as I've been here for the last 2 or 3 years, the subcommittee on committees has been repository of making these decisions. And in this case, although the statute does allow that, for a 7 month period, it seems to me that there ought to be some reverting back to this committee to make that decision. I can't fix it today, I just bring it up.
No, I understand. These two are different. We appoint, in addition to the chair and their designee, we appoint two additional members.
Right.
So this is two different processes here.
Right. Mr. Chair, that's all I wanted today. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Senator Senjum, if you and I are ensconced with similar responsibilities in the future, maybe we could consolidate power in that subcommittee and just eliminate all these sections in the law?
Might work.
Senator Metchen, you think we'd be successful or not so much on that?
No.
Not so